Shalom, everybody. In our parasha, of course, the Makos begin. Hashem told Moshe to warn Paro if Bnei Yisrael are not allowed to leave. Terrible, terrible Makos are going to come upon you, Paro, and upon all of Mitzrayim. And they do begin in our parasha. We hear the first seven Makos. There's so much to learn about every one of the Makos. I want to pinpoint one specific idea, but there's so much. Right before the fourth Makkah, the Makkah of Arov, of deadly animals, the Torah says the following in Perek Ches, Pasuk Tes Zayin. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe. Hashem says to Moshe, Ashkem ba'boker v'isyatzev lifnei faro. Hashem says, Moshe, get up early and go confront Paro. Hine yotze hamayma, he's going out to the water. V'yamarta elav ko amar Hashem, shalach ami v'yavduni. Hashem says, let my people leave and serve me. That is what Hashem says to Moshe right before the Makkah of Arov. But it's very strange. Why does Hashem say to Moshe, Hashkem baboker? Why did Hashem tell Moshe to wake up early? Didn't Moshe already possess the midah of zrizus, of alacrity, the midah of doing Hashem's will with eagerness and enthusiasm? Do we think that Moshe chas v'shalom was lazy, that Hashem had to say Hashkem baboker? So there are many answers given to these very challenging words. For this brief FMT, I'd like to share two different and beautiful answers to this question. First of all, a beautiful answer is given in the Sefer Yalkut Yehuda. Yalkut Yehuda was written by Rabbi Yehuda Leib Ginsburg. He was a Rav in Denver in the United States. He died in 1946. This is found in Sefer Shmos on this Pasuk in Os Gimel. Says the Yalkut Yehuda, excuse me, of course, Moshe was a Zariz. When it comes to Avodas Hashem, when it came to Avodas Hashem, of course, he performed his avoda with enthusiasm, swiftly. But in this case, says the Yalkut Yehuda, since Hashem was asking Moshe to go have Paro punished, Moshe may have been slower to act. Not out of laziness, chas v'shalom, but out of what he thought was compassion for the Mitzrim. However, says Hashem, Hashkem baboker, this is what has to happen. And you need to serve Hashem with zrizus, always and without exception. It's an important lesson for you and for me. It's easy to serve Hashem with zrizus when the service fits in, so to speak, with what we think we know or what we think we understand. But true avodas Hashem is serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu with zrizus always and without exception, regardless of what we think we understand. That's the first answer. And there's another beautiful answer given by Rebbe Elimelech Biderman Shlita. He's the brother of the Lelover Rebbe. He's an author, Mashpia. It's found in the Sefer Ba'er HaParsha on this week's Parsha. Rav Biderman quotes the Medrash in Shmos Rabbah Parsha Yud Aleph Piska Aleph. And that Medrash actually asks the same question that we're asking. Why did Moshe have to get up early before the Makkah of Arov, of deadly animals? Why did Hashem have to remind Moshe to wake up early? And the Medrash says, in an answer to this question, that Hashem said to Moshe, you, Moshe, must know that Paro is planning on waking up and davening to me. Therefore, you, Moshe, you wake up early and go to Paro before he goes out to pray, before he goes out to daven. That's the Medrash. But what does this Medrash mean? Rav Biderman says that the pshat, the beautiful pshat of the Medrash is as follows. You must, Moshe, you must wake up very early, Hashkem baboker. Wake up early and deliver the news of the Makkah before Paro wakes up to daven for mercy. Because if Paro davens, Hashem will listen to his tefillos. It's incredible. The Medrash is telling us, the Medrash is showing us based on our pasuk, that everyone can access the power of tefillah. Paro enslaved thousands, hundreds of thousands of Jews. He used to kill Jewish children daily. The Medrash says he used to bathe in their blood. He was a terrible, terrible, wicked Rasha. Nonetheless, Hashem would have listened to his tefillos. And Hashem would have withheld the Makkah if Moshe hadn't prevented him from davening. And that, says Rav Biederman, is a tremendous lesson for you and for me. If that's the case, if Hashem answers the tefillos of evil people, then we can be even more certain that our tefillos will be accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As lowly as a person considers himself or herself, he isn't or she isn't, chas v'shalom, lowlier than Paro. Have an amazing day, everyone.